We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're holding the first chapter, second last Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Shimon ben Omer. Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, says, Kol yamai, all of my days, gadalti ben hachachamim. I grew up among the wise men. Ve'lo matzati laguf tov mishtika. And I found nothing better for the body than silence. The best thing is silence. Ve'lo amidrash ikar, ela maaseh. The main point isn't just the derivation of learning, but the main point is the action, to live up to what we learn. Ve'chol amarbe dvarim mevicha. And whoever speaks too much ultimately brings about sin. Says Rashi, ve'lo matzati laguf tov ela shtika. Rashi has the version of the Mishnah that says, I found nothing good for the body other than. Our version says, I found nothing better than silence. And Rashi has the version, ela shtika. I found nothing good for the body other than silence. Why? There's a difference, sure. One says this is the only thing that's good. The other one says this is the best, but there are other things that are good. So Rashi says, why is silence so good? He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Shegam evil macharish, even a fool who's silent, if he's sitting there silent, chacham yechashev, he could be counted as a wise man. No one knows he's dumb till he opens his mouth. So silence is good for everyone. V'chen chiluf, and so too the opposite. Shim arbe dvarim, that's what Rabbi Shimon's last words are. If a person speaks a lot in bnei adam with people, ולכל דבר מקדים עצמו להשיב, and he's always the first to answer, אפילו אם הוא חכם, even if he's a smart man, because he's always first to talk, אביל יחשב, he'll be considered a fool. Even if you know the answer, even if you have what to say, you shouldn't be the first to talk. על כן אין טוב כשתיקה עד שתראה. Therefore, there's nothing as good as silence till you see exactly what's going on. Person always gains by being quiet. Velo hamidrash uaikar, and the derivation isn't the main point. Ela maase, but rather the action. Shegadola ose mitzvot yoter min alomed veino ose, because one who at least performs mitzvot is greater than one who learns and does not perform what he learns. A person, his learning has to be for the sake of performance. If his learning will not lead to performance, then he's not even as good as one who only performs. The performance of mitzvot outweighs learning without performance. The best is to learn for the sake of performance. But if you're not going to do that, then you're better off performing. Yeah.
Okay, shtika, isn't it, according to Rashi, isn't it something that shenekshav, that what he will appear to other people is that he will appear like a fool? Doesn't seem to be that he's escaping responsibility by keeping silent. If you are studying Torah, shouldn't you express yourself? Shouldn't you be?
So Rashi said, "Ad shetir'eh, till you see what happens." Meaning, your chavrusa starts saying something, and you think he's wrong. So you could say, "No." So you're sitting at a meeting, and a guy presents an opinion, and you have something to say about it. You could be the first to respond, or you could wait and see how things evolve, and then say what you have to say. A smart person isn't the first to respond. You see, Haman, everyone's gathered, Vayomer Mimuchon, Hedyot Kofetz Merosh, or say, just say, the fool is always the first to respond. A person should wait, and let's... I'm not quoting from Rashi, I'm telling you a Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara says that Haman was a fool. It was the first answer when the king asked the question. A fool always is the first answer. A smart person, even if he has an answer, should wait, see how things evolve, see when's the right time to express his opinion.
If he keeps completely silent, that's a crime, right?
It doesn't say to be completely silent. That's what Rashi explains. It means be silent till the right time. Don't be quick to say things. And don't talk too much. The more you talk, the more sin you do. That's what our sages taught us. Whoever talks a lot, not nimutoa.
Okay, so this is talking about sichot.
This is talking about everything other than that.
Okay. And what does it mean?
Oh, so that's an excellent question. Why is he stressing the body? Rashi doesn't seem to address that point. Why is it the body? He seems to stress the physical. I found nothing better for the body than silence. Other commentaries explain it, but let's leave it for now. If you want, if I'm not mistaken, the Tiferet Yisrael has an explanation why that's what the Mishnah begins with. Physically, you're better off this way. And then it ends off with Mevichet, that spiritually, you're better off this way. He explains the involvement of the Mishnah. But Rashi doesn't seem to address that point.
And what's the purpose of
the question is, what does he mean to say by that? Either he means, I was among wise men and I saw all the different traits they had, and from all the traits that they had, I saw that this was the best. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to explain that. That was his point. I've been around. I've seen many wise men. He was the son of the Nasi. His father was the prince. He was the chief rabbi. So he was always around when he saw great rabbis sitting and convening and talking. So he says, all my days I grew up among great rabbis. And I have to tell you, the best thing I saw is silence. It's a very strong message. You think you sit among all these great meetings of great rabbis, you'd say, the greatest thing I saw are those who give theory speeches. The greatest thing I saw are those who are... What? It seems like, even there, there's what to be said for waiting and hearing others out. In the Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin convened, so they'd always... The lowest person in the Sanhedrin spoke first. The chief rabbi always spoke last. They always heard everyone else out first. In every Betin, not only the Sanhedrin. Mishnah Yudchet.
Okay. How is it Limud Lishma? Limud Torah Lishma when you are doing it for the Maaseh? Gadol Limud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh.
Yeah.
If the very purpose of Limud is for the Maaseh, then is that considered doing learning Lishma?
Why not? Pashut Pshat, yeah.
The Pshat of Lishma is that you're doing it for the actual learning itself, that it has independent value.
I think there's Tanya, the Baal Tanya, I think, develops that thought that you're supposed to reach a point where your learning is just for the sake of learning. But Pashut Pshat, the way we understand at this point is, you learn with the thought that I will perform what I learn. I'm learning. I'm learning God's Torah in order to perform. Now, here there are nuances. Is the idea I'm learning for the sake of performing, or I'm learning with the intent that I will perform, but I'm learning for the sake of the mitzvah of learning Torah? Okay, so you want to go this way, you want to go that way. It's not critical at this point.
His point is that this won't stay theory.
His point is that when you learn with the intent that when you will have the opportunity, you will perform. I don't have to go out looking for a house to build to perform the mitzvah of mezuzah. But when I'll have a home, I will put a mezuzah in my home. Mishnah Yudchet? Dibur, yeah. Dvarim is a Mishon Dibur, yeah. Okay, it's interesting that Rashi seems to say, "Hamarbe dvarim mevi chet." What does chet mean? Chet means sin ordinarily, but the word chet really means to miss. The pasuk says that the tribe of Binyamin, they were sharpshooters. They could throw a rock from a distance and hit a hair, and they wouldn't miss. So it says, "Velo yachti," and he doesn't miss. He doesn't miss the target. He doesn't miss the hair. So you see that the word chet means to be missing. So it could be that the way Rashi understands it is, v'chol amarbe dvarim, whoever speaks a lot, mevi chet, brings lacking, meaning he brings a lacking of his own stature in the eyes of people. That chet over here might not mean, according to Rashi, sin the way it usually does. I'm not sure what Rashi means, because Rashi seems to say that's she'im arbe dvarim imbne adam. If he speaks a lot, people see him all the time, he's the first to express his opinion, he'll lose his stature in their eyes. How does that fit with the end of the Mishnah? So maybe Rashi learns that the word chet here means lacking, missing. The word, that's what the word intrinsically means.
Or perhaps he might do a mistake during his talking.
But that's not what Rashi says. It's a good idea. that's not what Rashi says. טוב, משנה י"ח. רבן שמעון בן גמליאל אומר, רבן שמעון בן גמליאל says, על שלושה דברים העולם עומד, on three things does the world stand. על הדין, on justice, ועל האמת, and on truth, ועל השלום, and on peace. שנאמר, as the verse says, אמת ומשפט שלום שפטו בשעריכם. Within your gates you should judge truthfully and the judgment of peace. The prophet is telling the Jewish people, אמת ומשפט שלום שפטו בשעריכם. Judge within your gates a judgment that is truthful and the judgment of peace. So, explains Rashi, שפטו בשעריכם, judge within your gates. The samich day, and adjacent to that, what does the prophet tell them? Ula yichonen. Maybe God will have compassion and he won't destroy you. Maybe things will be good. So he's telling them, how do you reach a point of keeping the world going, that there won't be destruction? What do you keep the world standing on? If you want it to stand, have these three things: truth, justice, peace. Uvemishnah Tvelya en sham pasuk. And in the Mishnah, the Tiberian version of the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, they don't quote this verse in the end. So Rashi seems to have had trouble with how this verse proves the point. The Prophet is telling them, the Prophet told them to do many things. How does this prove the point that this is what the world stands on? So Rashi offers a pshat. He says, on the one end, you see from the continuation that this is what would ensure their remaining, ensure that they don't get destroyed. So that seems to be, maybe that's the source for why these three things are what the world stands on. And then Rashi says, but really, there are other versions where, in the Tiberian version of the Mishnah, we don't have this last line.
Seems to be directly what our parasha were saying. That they will, Rashi is saying that there will be peace in your no. The pasuk says that you will stay in your land if
you have justice.
It will be right. The nation will be in a healthy state if there is the justice.
Yeah, but from that to say that that's what the world stands on, it's a little bit of a stretch. So Rashi says, maybe Rashi says this is pshat, and then he says, but there's also another version which doesn't have the pasuk.
What is the